Let's come back to order. Let's move on to strategic plan for 15 briefing. Deputy Director Storr, you want to lead it off?
Yeah, thanks, Madam Commissioner. Madam Chair, Commissioners. I overpowered myself with my own voice there. We're just going to take a few minutes this morning to give you a sense of the process that we're in around strategic planning. And I think you know that over the last 3 or 4 years, the management and the agency has been working to instill a performance management ethic, to reinforce that, to strengthen that, to bring that to the forefront with the agency. So as we think about planning, implementing, reporting, getting feedback from the audiences, learning, you know, that sort of annual or biennial cycle that a strong organization goes through to put activities on the ground, see how you did, see how people think you did, and then improve. That's front and center for us in a lot of ways. And this handsome-looking individual here with the suit is Yair Rietsma, and he is our performance manager. So Yair's role is to work with the governor's office, work with senior management on a number of performance issues, from planning to reporting and measurement, et cetera. And he's a great guy to have and a good partner, I think, for all of us. So he's going to walk you through very briefly a couple of schedules and diagrams that show you how we're thinking about strategic planning. A couple of definitions. When I say strategic planning, when Yair talks about that, what we're looking at is a way of communicating the top 10 to 20 activities, primarily in this context for next biennium, that the agency is going to focus on. It's probably 5 to 10% of what all the agency does. So that's the definition for strategic planning for us. It'll be used in budgeting. It'll be used in outreach. And in a variety of ways, recognize that each of the programs, and you'll see this on the diagrams, have their own business plans. And those business plans cover everything the program does and prioritize resources and it makes assignments, et cetera. So I'll let it go at that and turn it over to Yair.
Thanks, Joe. Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the Commission, to allow me to talk to you a little bit today about how we're currently operating in terms of our performance and planning. As Joe said, my name is Yair Rietsma, and I am the performance and accountability manager for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. I wanted to briefly talk about strategic planning initially. Again, Joe basically laid out some of those key points already. Within state government, that's historically been used to tied to an OFM requirement to have a strategic plan. It's been strongly connected to budget requests every biennial cycle. And even though there is no longer a specific OFM requirement to create a strategic plan, of course, we continue to work on strategic plans, and we found over the last few years, even though I've only been in this position 1 year, 2 months, and 1 day, that the strategic plans continue to improve with each iteration. So that's what we strive for as well. And again, just to repeat that, for this upcoming strategic plan, what our ideas around that are focus, so a limited number of key actions, focus on change, what needs to change in the agency, what areas of priority do we need to look at. And when we talk about priorities, those could be cross-program as well as just the sheer impact to the agency, not to bring up wolves again. And Joe mentioned as well, if we look at strategic plan, and if I can point you to sort of my first handout, which has in big letters a WFW performance cycle. I'd like to just briefly go through what this model tries to lay out in terms of how we envision in the coming years to work as an organization in terms of planning and implementation and performance management. And so you see right at the top there that we have sort of two major components of setting the strategic direction of the agency. We have the director's performance agreement. The director's performance agreement, as you have given that to Director Anderson, really lays out for a calendar year high priorities, but in it as well are key items that indicate a strategic direction. So things such as expanding our funding base is not something that is limited to 1 year. That is a strategic direction we'll need to follow for the years to come. So that gets represented, and those items get represented as well in the agency strategic plan. How, again, with the focus on key actions, but in order to also more fully inform how staff should operate, all the ongoing activities in the programs that are very important, we have come up with a model that is fairly commonly used, creating program business plans, which will capture all the activities the programs will do. And the way that the strategic plan and those business plans are linked here, you see that with that green bar, is by linking strategic objectives or things we want to accomplish at a strategic level, they get linked to a business plan. And so there's a linkage there that it's not just a standalone strategic plan and standalone business plans that are not connected somehow. And so from that, if you follow sort of down from the program business plans, follow the implementation of those priority actions, activities, as well as any ongoing activity that the agency has funded and is doing. And as a result of the implementation of those activities, we do a number of ways of tracking activities through different performance measures, through tracking priority projects, with the specific intent of demonstrating how well we're doing, how effective we're being. And again, that's something that we continue to build on as well over time. You know, what performance measures are we tracking? How are those projects progressing? Are those projects, when we talk about agency projects, are they scoped appropriately? But that helps inform, sort of, as you see with this big arrow, not only it's sort of conceptually here our strategic objectives, but overall everything. It helps us direct, you know, future director's performance agreements and future strategic plans when we see what we did and how well we did it and what we need to change. So that's really what I wanted to try to communicate with this. One other component of this performance cycle is the whole notion of, I think it was just said, live, learn, and adjust. And so that's a very, very common phrase. It's also known as plan, do, check, act. It's just, and it's embedded in this diagram as well. You plan for what you think needs to happen, you do it, and then you check through performance management and see how you've done it and adjust accordingly. So that's another something else that is demonstrated with this diagram.
Commissioner Carpenter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A question about how you review your successes and failures. Do you have a subgroup of staff, upper management, that reviews your tracking of trends up and down, and how timely do you do that?
We have a couple ways of doing that. We've done it in the past, for example, through having senior managers report on the strategic projects that they're responsible for, and then roll up that information. It gets reviewed by the director and by deputy director, and has been reported to you as well at different times. So that's one way where we capture our strategic projects. Then there's also key performance measures that staff, sometimes on a quarterly basis, sometimes more so on an annual basis. Our data is more of an annual nature, and we report that both to OFM, as well as we use that internally to look at how well we're doing there. And that's one area I think we continue to build on, because some of those measures, get outdated or they're not relevant, and so that is an ongoing effort to.
Very good answer. Update. Thank you.
Deputy Director Storm.
Well, just to add to that, Commissioner Carpenter, one thing you'll see us taking on in the next 6 months are feedback loops from the public. Not only sort of looking at it ourselves, but how do others think we did?
Yeah. How are you going to do that?
Well, not certain yet, but you're looking at various types of surveys.
And the new system you talked about will have that survey?
We built that into the new WILD licensing system, for example, as one possible vehicle to gather that data.
Okay. Director Anderson, did you want to say something?
Just before your moves on to his next handout. One of the things that we identified, we being Joe and I, as well as the assistant directors of these programs that you see here, was the need to build a greater emphasis on developing a strategic plan that then was developed with input and participation by all the programs, so then each program understood what portions of that strategic plan and those action items they were responsible for, and then those are reflected in their program business plans. That wasn't happening before. We had these, and we talk about these silos or stovepipes or whatever you want to call them, but our programs, we were not working together as an agency. We were working as individual programs, and we weren't integrating, and we didn't have this broad mission that was laid out and expressed in the goals that we all bought off on and that we all had that ownership of. And so what Yair in particular, what he's brought to this and formulated these teams that have included representation from all the programs has really put us in the position now where we are thinking like an agency. We are understanding what individual programs and the staff members that are within those individual programs, how those activities all come together in order to accomplish the goals that are reflected in the strategic plan. And the other really important thing, for me at least, was to have that integrated and reflected in the director's performance agreement, where the primary activities and responsibilities that I have with the commission are integrated with the strategic plan and vice versa. So this has been, I've been through lots of the strategic plan projects and development of strategic plans, and they a lot of times end up on the shelf and you never use them again. That's not the case with this. We are using this actively as an agency to guide what we do, and our performance evaluations with individual staff members are linked to the individual activities in each one of the business plans within the program. So we've really come a long ways in terms of integrating what we're doing across the agency and have cross-program approach to meeting the key missions and goals of the agency.
Okay. Commissioner Perry?
Yeah, I just wondered, I liked what I heard the director say, that this integrated approach. I think that's really the way to go. I think that one element of that, and I didn't hear you talk about that much, and I guess I wanted to ask the question, is there a monitoring element built into this where you have the plan, but you also document what actually was done, and then what the results of that was, and then the impact of that, of those actions. Is that kind of monitoring built in so you can learn and adapt and build on this plan?
Yeah, I would say that this model is something we are building and continuing to move into. You'll see that on the next handout as well. I can explain that more clearly as well. But at each step and at each level, there needs to be that monitoring. And, for example, at the staff level, that gets done by a supervisor. And so I can speak to that as well in terms of the performance development plans. And ultimately, and this could be sometime down the road, that information could be maybe captured in a web-based system, and you can actually say, I could come here, who knows, maybe a few years from now, and show you, this is a model where we see these results and what did get done, and percentages and, business intelligence behind it. Right now, that is captured still in various formats and different documents or systems. So, but there is that monitoring that is ongoing at each level and will be done and documented, but will need to be rolled up more manually or in different ways.
Thank you.
Commissioner Jennings.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I had a manager whose one of her mantras was, what you measure is what you do. And basically her point was, if her didn't set up a performance measure and accountability expectation, then chances are it won't be seen as a priority by staff, and they'll work on what they think is a priority. So having clear performance measures in place associated with various steps in this process gives management a chance to understand and lets the staff realize that, in fact, they will be held accountable for those activities. So I think you said it. Are there performance measures sort of throughout this document, the strategic plan, that says, here's how we're going to measure success, here's the activities and objectives that we expect to do over the next 6 months or a year? Are they trends, ratios? How are you tracking that?
Thank you, Commissioner Jennings. I believe that's a very accurate description of how performance management works and really drives results. We are both building and continuing to define new measures, but for the agency strategic plan, those measures are most strongly tied to what we call our OFM measures that we have to report on to OFM. And yeah, there is a list of about 70 key performance indicators that as an agency level we look at. And as we build and refine program business plans with our senior managers, the different assistant directors, both have looked at and I'm encouraging to continue to look at new ways and continue to refine what those metrics should look like, if there need to be additional measures or metrics relative to land management or the way that our hunting seasons progress, and all the various efforts of our work get reflected in some kind of indicator. So I would say we're not there yet in terms of if you look at all these business plans, but I would say we're working on and it's a priority for our executive management team.
So, looking at the strategic planning effort as required and defined in the past by OFM was a pretty non-strategic plan product, looking at what most agencies developed. It really was a budget justification to get new monies because they wouldn't let you apply for a decision package if that element wasn't mm-hmm. in the previous strategic plan, as an example. You mentioned, I think, that you report once a year on those performance measures, and to me, that's not a rate of reporting that lets internal to the agency understand whether or not we're on track. I mean, I think you really have to be looking at it quarterly so that you don't wake up at the end of the year and say, oh, wait, we missed our goal, but, you know, last week I didn't realize we were going to miss our goal. If you were checking in quarterly or whatever the appropriate frequency is, then you actually you can say, are we on plan? Are we off plan? You know, are we having off schedule? We can recover. Is it, you know, an issue where we really need to bring management attention to this? So I'm assuming you have more than an annual reporting for most of these performance measures internally? That's a question.
Yeah, I would say that in terms of our strategic planning, to address your earlier comment as well, the intent for this strategic plan as well is to not only create something that can, obviously it shouldn't just sit on the shelf, but our dialogue right now and the way that we're able to come to sort of common language around what our strategic priorities are, I think will help as well drive more of a frequent performance review process. I think that's definitely the intent, and that's what we're going for. Right now we don't do a quarterly performance review, but I think I would agree with you. It's appropriate. We're aware of it, and we're working on it.
Thank you.
Okay. we've reached 11 o'clock, but I want Yair to have a chance to finish his presentation. Then we have to vote on the ADA committee, and then we'll adjourn. So I'm hoping by quarter after, that'll give Tammy a little time to work on cleaning up the room.
If I just may address only the first page then, just so you get a sense how this sort of plays out in time, you know how it sort of conceptually works, but you get a sense as to, you know, where we're going. And I'll move quickly on that, but in the top row, you see the in big bold letters, we plan to have a new strategic plan this fall, and the intent behind that is to, in order to use it as a communication tool, you know, talk to stakeholders, talk hopefully as well to members of the legislature to inform what we think, and as you approve this plan as well as the policy and budget requests, how we can influence that outcome of the coming session. And then as a result of that, you'll see that in green there, July 1st, we hope to have new business plans in place that were then informed by the outcome of session that are tied to that strategic plan. But then, you know, based on what the decisions were by the legislature in terms of funding, we can incorporate those. And then in blue, I emphasize that linkage to individual staffs, what we call performance development plans, which is where we lay out, you know, what is expected of that staff member for the coming year as key deliverables. And as a part of that cycle, we always evaluate what happened during the last year as well. But specifically for the upcoming cycle as to what is expected can then be hopefully, again, in another improvement, be better informed by these business plans. So I'll let you look at this on the following pages. I just emphasized in bold sort of our current thinking about how we would continue the development of the plan, as well as those times where we will interact with you formally, if you will. I'm sure there could be other informal opportunities, but to have your input on it and your guidance as we hopefully can partner together to set the strategic direction for the agency.
Very good.
And I'll finish.
Commissioner Jennings?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Looking at the timeline on page 3 and page 4, looks like you have a complete draft version by the end of July. When I look at in August, it's actually not coming to us for review as a draft plan. It seems like if you're expecting us to approve it in September, you probably want to put it on the August agenda for us to look at as a draft so we can talk about it.
Yeah, I believe I captured that for the August 3rd and 4th meeting on page 4. Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, I thought that as a heading, so I totally missed that. Thank you.
So that's definitely the intent
Yeah, it was in bold, and it was right in front of me, and I apologize.
No, I thought it was a good idea to use the model that the commission has been using for a while to do, to brief, to allow commission members to think about the content, and then follow up with an actual separate decision point. So that's the idea there.
Very good. Any other comments, questions? Again, thank you, Yair.
You're welcome.
Very
thank
good.
You.
And thank you, Deputy Director Storr. I just have to say that the improvements that I've seen while I've been on the commission are enormous. And you said it earlier. I mean, there's no need to tiptoe around the fact that in previous years, the strategic planning process was kind of a... the only word I can think of is joke, but you know, it's just not serious. It wasn't integrated into the agency's activities that well. It wasn't a joke. It was just not well integrated, not taken as seriously as it should have. And right now, again, every time we take up a subject, we got to remember the workload that staff are operating under. So we really appreciate it. This is hard work. This monitoring, quarterly monitoring, that's work. So we've got to be strategic about where we put our hours. And maybe quarterly monitoring is overkill. Maybe annual is enough. So just pointing that out, that again, we have to be mindful that we've lost a lot of staff. But very appreciate this effort because it makes you more strategic and makes you more efficient in the end. So you can operate more successfully with a smaller number of staff if you focus on the right topics and you identify those topics and monitor them. And so kudos on this. Really mean it. It really is huge improvement.
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Perry?
I just wanted to say that I second everything. I've been on the commission a long time, too, and I second everything the chair has said. This process is infinitely better than it was.
Commissioner Dubia?
Thanks, Madam Chair, too. And I, too, will echo the thoughts that she presented. But from a business point of view, I really look at this that we reinvented an agency department in the last 3 years. And then we had to go back and significantly adapt to a different budget world. So we had to go back and redo it. So we've been in a constant workload of trying to figure out who we are and where we're going, and suffered from predecessors' lack of. And so what I think we're now about to reap the benefits of all this hard work. So hopefully we're very close to turning the corner and all that, and we can set back and put this on cruise control to some extent and take the workloads back off and do it. But the workload you guys have done is phenomenal the last 3 years because it really was a do-over. So,
and commissioners, I appreciate all the comments. We still got a long ways to go. And so we're focused on that, and the reporting, the internal mechanisms, all those things are growing, developing. So we'll be back to talk to you more about it if you'll let us.
Great. Thanks. Thanks, Kevin.